O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 16, verses 1 through 13. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Faithful by Cameron Avers and Eric Nieder. While today's scripture passage emphasizes the importance of our faithfulness in all manner of things, big and small, as followers of Christ, this anthem reminds us of the reverse, that the Lord is always faithful to us, even when we are not.
Lord, you search me, how you know me. You perceive my every thought from afar, and all my wandering, still you love me. King of glory, you pursue my anxious heart. Even when I'm not your faithful, even when I doubt your truth holds, even when you won't let me go. When my heart is dry, your grace flows. No matter where I run, I'm not far from home. Yeah, I may be weak, but you're able. Even when I'm not, you're faithful. Even when I'm not, you're faithful. Lord, you search me, how you know me. You perceive my every thought from afar, and all my wandering, still you love me. King of glory, you pursue my anxious heart. Even when I'm not your faithful, even when I doubt your truth holds, even when I'm lost, you won't let me go. When my heart is dry, your grace flows. No matter where I run, I'm not far from home. Yeah, I may be weak, but you're able. Even when I'm not, you're faithful. Even when I'm not, you're faithful. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I hide from your face? Where can I flee from your presence? Where would I go? Where would I go? If I rise to the heavens, you're with me. If I fall to the depths of the sea, even there it's your hand that will lead me. Wherever I go, wherever I go. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I hide from your face? Where can I flee from your presence? Where would I go? I'm not far from home. Yeah, I may be weak, but you're able. Even when I'm not, you're faithful. Even when I'm not, you're faithful.
Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. He also said to the disciples, "There's a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. And the manager said to himself, what shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses. So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. This is one of the more peculiar parables of Jesus. In it, a manager is employed by a rich man to manage his estate, but this manager is suspected of mishandling the rich man's accounts and dealing dishonestly. When the manager becomes aware that he is in danger of being fired, he calls all of his master's debtors and allows them to put lower figures on their debt statements. This, he figured, would give these people a sense of gratitude towards him, so that when he becomes helpless and out of a job, they might be inclined to help him. While shady, the manager was shrewd. So the question is, what is the point of this parable? Well, scholars put forward a few different ideas. Some see it as an appeal to people to prepare for the crisis brought about by the preaching of Jesus with the same zeal and prudence as the manager. Others, looking at Jesus' comment that more astuteness is shown by worldly people than by those who belong to the people of God, see the parable is directed towards the disciples or the Pharisees whose greed was keeping them from God. The point would be, then, that people should learn from the manager and use their wealth to make God their friend, so that when money is no longer any help, God will receive them. Another possibility is that the manager in this story was not, in fact, acting dishonestly. Instead, he may have been releasing debtors from the very high interest charges which had been imposed on them illegally when the loans were made. If this is so, then the message of the parable is that keeping the law and showing generosity are ways by which wealthy people can make God their friend. It's possible that all of these things are intended in this story. But Jesus summarizes the heart of his message in verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Money is an alluring idol. It often comes with the promise of comfort, significance, power, and prestige. But as we see in this text, it is a shaky foundation. There will be a day when it runs out. And so the question is, where are you putting your trust? Are you trying to serve two masters? Well, Jesus is very clear here about the futility of that endeavor. So in the moments that follow, I'd encourage you to do some self-evaluation. Are you giving material things too much space in your heart? Where might God be calling you to repent? And pray that the Spirit would help you to truly put your trust in the one who left his riches and became poor for us, so that we, by his poverty, might become rich. Thank you. Let's close now with this ancient prayer. O God, for as much as without thee we are not able to please thee, mercifully grant that thy Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.